Jeremiah chapter 36. Our text for this evening is the verse 23. Verse 23. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, Jehoiakim, that is, cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was in the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. We look in upon a room in some dwelling in Jerusalem. In that room there are 2 individuals. One a prophet, the other a scribe. Baruch the scribe sits at a table, and the prophet Jeremiah relays to him the words that the Almighty God of heaven pours upon his mind about the destruction of Jerusalem. It is a seething, scalding, burning denunciation of Jehoiakim the king, and a prophecy of coming disaster and judgment. When the prophetic word is completed and recorded by Baruch, Baruch takes the word to the temple there in Jerusalem, and he reads it to those who were gathered there. We read that in verse 8. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. So the book contained the Lord's words, the Bible, if you like. Of course, Jehoiakim, the king, heard about this occurrence, and he sends a man called Jehudi to obtain the parchment and to read the contents that Baruch had read in the temple, to read it to him, the king. It is winter, and Jehoiakim is sitting in his comfortable winter house by a fire that glows brightly there in the hearth. The lords, the princes, the senators have all gathered in that winter house along with the king. They're gathered there to hear the words from this strange document. Jehudi unrolls the book which contains the word of God. And as Jehudi reads the word, Jehoiakim frowns. He's filled with a hellish indignation. And before Jehudi had read any further, he snatches the book out of the hand of Jehudi, reaches for his penknife, crumbles up the book, cuts it into 1,000 pieces. But he didn't stop there. No, he cast the word of God into the fire that burned in the hearth of his winter house. Jehoiakim will always be remembered as the man who burned the Bible. He burned God's word. Now this scene has vanished from our view, but it has been repeated 1,000, 10,000 times again since then. Repeated, yes, by those who reject God's word, those who reject the truths of the gospel. They reject what the Bible says about the need of salvation by the blood of Christ. They reject what the Bible says that all will have to meet God one day. They reject what the Bible says about the coming day of judgment. They reject what the Bible says about hell and the eternal torment suffered by all who perish. They reject all these things. No. They don't believe any of God's word. They don't believe any of God's truth. And they're like Jehoiakim. They take, as it were, a penknife and cut out those passages of scripture they don't like and they don't believe, and do as what Jehoiakim did. Cast it into the fire. They burn the word of God. And you know something? They are present. Modern day Jehoiakims are present in churches up and down the length and the breadth of this land. And the word is given to them. The gospel is preached to them. And they reject it. Told they need to be saved, they reject it. And they go out of the church doors, rejecting the word of God, just as Jehoiakim rejected the word of God. They do the same thing. Their latter end, unless they do repent, their latter end will be like that of Jehoiakim, the man who burned the Bible. I want us first of all tonight to consider the warning for the king. Jehoiakim would have done well to have given attention to what Jehudi read, for he was reading God's word. He would have done well not to have been as hasty and grabbing that word and cutting it into pieces with his penknife and casting it into the fire. Because what was read to him there in his winter house was, first of all, was God's word. That's what was read to him that night. It was God's word. So what he received that day was a word from God. Verse 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord. So there's no doubt about it, no mistaking. This was the word of God that came to Jeremiah and was written down by Baruch the scribe, and then Jehudi read it in the presence of the king. Baruch simply wrote down what God had revealed to Jeremiah. Verse 4. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Nerah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And yet Jehoiakim took that roll, took that book, cut it into pieces with his penknife, and he threw the word of God into the fire. It was a word that came from God, that called for repentance from sin and a promise of forgiveness. And we see the grace of God, even in the face of this Jehoiakim. Look at verse 3. God says, "And it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose or purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin." And so the Lord here was giving the people of Judah and King Jehoiakim an opportunity to repent. That was what the word of God was about. It was about coming judgment. But they were given time, an opportunity, to repent of their sin and return to the God of heaven. How many Jehoiakim sit in churches each week? And have God's word faithfully delivered to them? A word from God that promises to every sinner in the meeting peace, pardon, and assurance. A place in heaven, the glorious prospect of heaven for all eternity. But they reject that word of God. And the moment they walk out of the church door, they might as well have burned the Bible. Because they walk out of a church door and they have as much regard for what they have heard as Jehoiakim and for what he heard. They just dismissed it and cast it into the fire. Is their rejection of the word of God any different from Jehoiakim? Is it any different? Not at all. They've been given the word. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But they don't give it any heed. Walk out and turn a deaf ear to the word of God. They've heard the words of the Savior, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But they don't come. In fact, they do the opposite. They go away. Is their behavior any different from Jehoiakim? Jehoiakim rejected the word, as do many Christ rejectors today. It was God's word. It was a given word. That is, the word of God was given to the king by faithful men. It was given to him. This was a God-given word that came to the king that day. Given to Jeremiah the prophet. Dictated to Baruch, who read it in the temple. Then Jehudi took it and faithfully delivered it to the king. And the king rejected it. That king was out without excuse. He was not only given the word, but he was given the word by a faithful servant of God. He was faithful in delivering the word to Jehudi, or to the king, Jehoiakim. He faithfully delivered it. He was reading exactly every word that was written in the book. He was faithfully delivering it. The Apostle Paul was a man who faithfully delivered God's word. In Acts 20, Apostle Paul said in verse 25, "And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day." It's Paul, he's saying farewell to the elders of the church and the church in Ephesus. And he says, "I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men." What does he mean? He means that he gave the gospel, truth, to every man that he preached to in the church there in Ephesus. And he says, "I am pure from the blood of all men." Nobody will be able to stand in the day of judgment and point the finger at me, Paul of Tarsus, and say, "That man never told me. That man didn't tell me the truth." And not be able to say that. And Jehoiakim will not be able to say that either. You turn to the book of Ezekiel. God has something to say about the preachers of his word. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel 3. Yeah, we'll read verse from 17. "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman." You know what a watchman does? Stands on a tower. Sounds the alarm when the enemy approaches the city. God says, "Son of man, I made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me." In other words, Ezekiel, I want you to preach the word. Give them warning from me. Warn them of the coming judgment. Verse 18. "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him no warning." In other words, if you're not a faithful preacher, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. I'll blame you. I'll blame you, Ezekiel. That's what Paul meant. I am pure from the blood of all men. No man will be able to tell me and accuse me of not giving them the truth. Verse 18 of or 19 of Ezekiel. "Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." That was the case with Jehoiakim. Jehudi faithfully gave the word to Jehoiakim, and he wouldn't hear. He wouldn't listen. And as God said to Ezekiel, "But thou hast delivered thy soul." You've been faithful in preaching the word. And as far as Jehudi was concerned, he faithfully gave the word to the king. So it will be on the day of judgment. For sinners who for years have sat under the faithful preaching of the gospel, and the man in the pulpit has been faithful, but they go out, reject Christ, and go out into a lost eternity, and not be able to blame the preacher, because the preacher faithfully delivered the word. And Jehoiakim couldn't blame Jehudai. Jehudai gave the word to him faithfully. It was God's word. It was a given word. It was also a grave word. It was a grave word because of the coming day of God's wrath. Verse 2, take thee a roll of a book and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah even unto this day. And verse 7, it may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return every one from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. That was the word. It was all about coming day of judgment. And yet, what did Jehoiakim do? He took that book, he cut it in pieces with his penknife, and he threw it into the fire. This book here speaks about a coming day of judgment. The book of the Revelation, there in chapter 6, Revelation 6, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and every island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? And the answer is no one. No one shall be able to stand. But amongst those who will face the judgment of God will be those who had the word of God preached to them faithfully through their lifetime. Greater will be their judgment. We'll see the judgment that came upon Jehoiakim shortly. But greater will be the judgment of God upon those who've had the privilege of sitting under the preaching of the word and the word being faithfully delivered to them week after week after week. And yet they cast it to one side. We read in Matthew, in chapter 11. In Matthew 11, there in verse 23, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted on the heaven. Why? Why did the Lord say that about Capernaum? You've been exalted up to on the heaven. Why? I'll tell you why. Because that's where the Lord Jesus ministered and preached day and daily. And few acknowledged Christ and received him as Savior. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and the day of judgment than for thee. Boy, they are solemn words indeed. And you think of Sodom and the wickedness of Sodom and the vile sin that's committed by Sodomites. And yet God says it'll be more tolerable for Sodom on the day of judgment than it will be for those who've been exalted to heaven, and that they have received the gospel and received the truth through the lifetime that they lived. They've been given privileges that many others never have. God says they were brought down to the deepest hell. So here was the warning for the king. You see the wickedness of the king. Jehoiakim was already a wicked individual. But the day that he took God's word and cast it into the fire, he added to his sins. He added to his judgment. Here we see, first of all, his response. In our text we read, and it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with a penknife and cast it into the fire that was there burning in the heart. That was his response. It appears that Jehudi was reading God's word when Jehoiakim snatched it out of his hand. He was angry at the word. He was angry at what he heard. And again, he's no different to many that we meet with today. Stand in the open air and preach the gospel, and you'll find out the hatred that people have for the word of God. Our own Scriven, Joseph Scriven, preached in the open here in this town, at the bottom of the town, and people complained, and he was locked up in the prison, locked up in the police station for a night or so. Why? Because people complained he was preaching the word. They hated the word. John Wesley was a great open-air preacher. As John Wesley preached, people demonstrated their hatred for the word that John Wesley preached, and they threw rotten eggs at him and dead cats at him. They hated the word. Jehoiakim hated the word. Number of years ago, we had a memorial service here for a lady who, along with her husband and 3 sons, attended the church. That dear lady was suffering from leukemia. She eventually passed away. We had a memorial service here for this woman, her name was Lynn. We had a memorial service for Lynn. The church was packed. I preached that day at Lynn's memorial service on the words of James 4, verse 14. What is your light? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. I hadn't got very far into the message. There's 2 women sitting down there. One of them was the actual mother of Lynn. And she had a lady with her, and the 2 of them got up in the middle of the service, in the middle of the preaching of the word, and went out in a rage and said to someone at the door, "I didn't come here to listen to this." She demonstrated her hatred for the word of God. She hated the word of God. "I didn't come here to listen to this. Jehoiakim was not prepared to listen to the word of God. And those two ladies are as guilty as Jehoiakim. He didn't want to hear the word either, and cast it into the fire. The hatred for God's word. As well as his response, you have his rejection. King made it clear that he rejected the word of God, for we read he had 3 or 4 leaves of the book read to him. And that was enough. And he took it, threw it into the fire. You know something? The person that rejects the word of God rejects God. We must believe all of the Bible as the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And here was Jehoiakim, and he didn't like what he heard. And the person that rejects the word rejects God. And the person who rejects the word rejects Christ. Why? Because he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Christ is the word. Christ is the manna sent down from heaven. And of course reject the word, and you'll reject Christ, because he is the word. So to reject the word as it is given to the sinner is to reject Jesus Christ. No, he can't pick and choose. Can't say I like this portion, but I reject that there. No, it's all or nothing. It's Christ. It's all of Christ or nothing. You reject the word, you reject Christ, you reject heaven, you reject peace, you reject salvation. The Lord Jesus is the incarnate word. And here Jehoiakim rejected the word, and in so doing he rejected God. His response, his rejection, his recklessness. How reckless was the behavior of Jehoiakim? Again, verse 23, and it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with his penknife and cast it into the fire. He was reckless. Think of it. The word of God that was read to him was all about coming judgment. We read there in those verses what God said he was going to do. It was all about coming judgment. And this king behaved in a reckless manner. He took the book out of the hand of Jehudi, got his penknife and hacked at it and cut at it and threw it into the fire. Coming judgment. And he cast the book from him as he would cast aside a common newspaper. He had been exhorted, you know. He had been exhorted not to burn the book. Verse 25. Nevertheless, El Nathan, Deliah, Gerariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll. But he would not hear them. And many have played that part. And many have had individuals say to them, don't reject Christ. Don't reject the gospel. Receive Christ. Take the Lord as your Savior. Pleading with Jehoiakim, don't burn the book. Don't burn God's word. Don't reject God. And there are many who have had their dearest friend say to them, don't reject Christ. Don't reject the word. Don't turn your back on the Savior. What has been the answer? He would not hear them. He would not hear. Jehoiakim would not hear those who advised him. Plead it with, don't burn the book. Well, Jehoiakim can hear them now. And he wishes he could hear that word again. Because he is there in a lost eternity. He wouldn't mind hearing the word preached to him again. And also, there were those in the winter house who supported the king. You always get that, of course. Look at verse 24. Yet they were not afraid. That is, the princes and the senators and those that were in the winter house with them. Yet they were not afraid. They just listened to part of the word that pronounced the judgment of God upon them, upon Judah, and upon Jerusalem. And we read, yet they were not afraid. Nor rend their garments, neither the king, nor any of his servants that heard all these things. They were not afraid. They were not afraid. How many are like that today? They're not afraid. They couldn't care less about the gospel. Tell them that you're not ready to meet God. You'll perish in a lost eternity and they'll laugh at you. Not afraid. They have no idea what a lost eternity is like. The worm dieth not, that's the memory. And the fire is not quenched. The fire is not quenched. From time to time we see in the news bulletins fire burning in the lakes of California. It's just a wall of fire. And I often think, what must hell be like? What must hell be like? And firefighters go there and they fight the fires to extinguish the fires. And they eventually succeed. The fires in hell will never be extinguished. Never. The fire is not quenched. That's where Jehoiakim is today. And all who reject the Lord. So we've seen the warning for the king, the wickedness of the king. Finally, we see the woe of the king. The Apostle Paul, Hebrews 2 verse 3, has said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Well, there's a simple answer to that. There is no escape. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There is no escape. And as we have seen in this word that pronounced judgment of God upon Jerusalem and upon Judah and upon Israel, God at the same time gave opportunity to repent. Perhaps they will repent of their evil ways. That's what the Lord said. But Jehoiakim would have none of it. None of it. Instead, he burned the book that contained those words of warning and the words about coming judgment. Well, Jehoiakim would face the judgment of God. Can't burn the Bible. Can't burn God's word. Can't reject God's word and not escape God's judgment. Can't be done. We see then his passing. When he died, what did they do with Jehoiakim? Look at verse 30. Therefore, thus said the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. In other words, this king would not be buried with other kings. And go further. He would not even be buried in the ground at all. That's what it tells us. He shall have none to sit upon the throne of David. His dead body shall he be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. He was cast out like a dead dog. No. He's described as another animal. Jeremiah 22. God here speaks about the death of Jehoiakim. And we read there in Jeremiah 22, verse 18. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. Verse 19. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. How was a donkey buried? It was left out in an open field to rot, to be eaten by scavengers and wild beasts. That's how Jehoiakim finished his days. He was cast out. His dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost, to rot in the field. Can't fill around with God's word. That's how God dealt with Jehoiakim. But it didn't end there. As well as his passing, you have his punishment. We read there in verse 30. Therefore thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David. His dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him. Will. Future tense. So as far as his body was concerned, they cast out into an open field. true, you see. It's true. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And how bitter was the harvest the king Jehoiakim reaped, because he flew in the face of God, burned God's word, burned the Bible, and let all Christ rejectors learn from Jehoiakim. Learn from the man who burned the Bible. And the Lord used his word tonight to speak to some soul that will not do what Jehoiakim did and reject the word even tonight, but rather this evening they will say, I will have Christ. I'll accept the word and receive the one who is the Lord. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts this evening. Let's bow in prayer. Our dear Lord, we come to thee again at the close of another meeting, another service, another hour of preaching, another opportunity for men and women, young people to get saved, receive Christ as their Savior. Lord, do it tonight. May no one, Lord, who hears the word tonight, be a Jehoiakim, but rather may they receive the word and receive Christ as their Savior and escape the judgment of God to come. Thank you, Lord, for being with us today. Be with us, Lord, throughout this week and our going out and coming in. Watch over us, Lord. Keep us all safe and healthy and well. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our abiding portion now and until the day breaks and the shadows all flee away.